What am I most proud of in 2019? It's been an interesting year for us. I think starting off 4 years ago, we started an innovation team and division that never existed before. And essentially, we operate in a company that's over 100 years old in one of the most traditional industries on the planet. So it's been an interesting 4 years, but looking at 2019, what's really been rewarding for me and for my team is that although a lot of our projects go under the radar, we've started to see it shift in leadership and how they operate, how they commit to innovation for their various businesses and business units. But most importantly, I'm proud of our purpose. I think that is something through uncertainty, challenge, and all the other elements that come with corporate innovation and business in today's world. I'm really proud that we have a bigger purpose, and that's really to drive food security and innovative solutions into the agricultural sector, never mind just for our various businesses. So for me, that really does ground us, and I'm very proud to be a part of that. Other things that have happened this year, we've successfully implemented corporate and startup partnerships. So that's something that I think has been a very valuable step for us, bringing together the skill sets of different individuals, different companies, to solve some of the bigger challenges that we as an organization alone would not be able to do as well. So I think that's been a really great experience. What I've also learned through that process is that how difficult these corporate partnerships are. Or their value is there, but it's also you have to manage complexity and shifting strategies in both organizations that are living and breathing on a daily basis while you have your collaboration and project or partnership to work on. So I think that's been a great learning, and I'm proud that we are where we are, and we'll see what the year ahead holds in terms of those partnerships. And then what we're really excited about is early next year, we're going to be launching a totally new business that we've taken from an idea all the way through to launch next year. So I'm very, very excited to see that. Also, very importantly, that one, although it has commercial impact, we also have a big positive impact on smallholder farmers. And so I think that's a really exciting project and new business that we'll launch next year. In terms of our key challenges and what we've overcome and how, I think with corporate innovation, this list can get quite long. But I think what I really want to share with my peers today is the shift in corporates and their strategies. I think specifically we're seeing economic downturn globally. We're seeing a really, really challenging time specifically for anyone working in growth and innovation within a corporate. So a challenge has been maintaining and ensuring that as a group of companies and leadership, we stay focused on the long term when we are pressed to make decisions in the short term. And that, I believe, will span any industry and any company at this stage. So I think to navigate it, I don't think there's a perfect recipe. I do, however, think that having a strong leadership team that has a bigger picture and an end goal in mind to stand by innovation is really important. I think when you're looking at a leadership team, cutting budgets and projects at this time, when you just start getting going with innovation, you need to see it through. So I think ensure you have the right visionary leaders that are on your journey from the beginning to the end, so that you can go through these times. And on the flip side, I think for your leadership teams and executives who support innovation, it's so important for us as corporate innovators to demonstrate how we can de-risk the phases of innovation so that we can take it step by step through the journey. And I really do believe in lean and milestone approach. I think it's really important for us to see it through, that we take small steps to achieve really big things. And then another point is starting to cut the fluff. I think as innovation professionals, we need to start focusing more on results and getting to results faster. We need to give leadership and stakeholders the ability to see the outcome of the investment. So I think that's something I think has been a challenge. Getting from an idea to deliverable, as we all know, is not always that easy. So I think a focus on that is very important and a way to overcome uncertainty for executives. And I think really coming back to it is that principle of customer validation. I think if I put myself in the shoes of my stakeholders, I really think early customer validation really helps decision making and that investment decision for innovation early. So de-risk your approach in that sense. And then how do I think we do things differently is the other point. So I think this is an interesting question because, I mean, having worked in a few organizations, I think what at this moment we're doing right is doing exactly what's right for us and our industry and our customers. Myself, my team, we've spent time learning from other organizations, their innovation strategies and their approaches. We've spent time in their innovation labs and learned their methodologies and been a part of that community. But for us, we've had to adapt it to suit our business needs, our leadership requirements, our shareholder requirements, and most importantly, our customer requirements. So in our space, we require a high-touch approach to innovation. We can't just be a high-tech business. So we've employed a high-tech, high-touch approach. And very importantly, another point is that we don't forget the importance of collaborating with subject matter experts. Agriculture specifically, I mean, there are so many interesting variables and very, very deeply entrenched pieces of information that you would only find in an individual that's worked in the industry for a long time or within a primary producer of agriculture. So for us, a part of our success is pulling those bits of information together to create something new. And that, I think, is something that has been very helpful for us and has been unique to our approach. So importantly, engage your subject experts along the journey. And another point I've been asked to address is what you see as the most important trend for corporate innovation in general for 2020 and beyond. So for me and for my nearest peers, we believe that there needs to be a focus on results and delivery. And I mentioned it earlier, less fluff. Not just for your immediate stakeholders, but for the practice of corporate innovation, we need to focus on bringing solutions to market faster. We need to do this through new methodologies. So I think I'm seeing an increased trend towards strategic partnerships and collaboration with startups. That's not new across other industries, but for us, there's definitely a place in agriculture for that. We see a lot of fragmented solutions that if two startups were just working together, they would have a much better solution, much faster, and solve the problem a lot quicker. We're seeing a lot of challenges around scaling for ag tech businesses. So in that sense, I believe we need to take a less fragmented approach to innovation and corporate innovation. And then as a final message to my peers, this is more of a personal one. And I hope that I'm sure it will relate to a lot of you. But in frustrating times, I've often wondered why I decided that growth and innovation within a large corporate is what career I choose to do. And while I am creative and opportunity focused, I'm also highly results orientated and can be quite impatient with my own success measures. So I'm sure that's like a lot of you and a lot of my peers. So what I've learned very quickly is that in corporate innovation, there are so many factors to your success that are not in your control and will not be in your control. So maybe just to share some advice that was shared with me while I was pondering my career path and this journey. Someone once told me that to be in corporate growth and innovation, you need to have a thick skin. Success does not come easy. And on the outside, everyone says, you know, it's a very sexy industry. It's very exciting. It is. And that's what keeps us going. But it doesn't come easy, success. So you must be willing to get scars on your back. You need to have grit and you need to be working towards a higher purpose. For me, that's one thing. For you, it may be something different. But you need to have something bigger than just a paycheck and KPIs if you want to do corporate growth and innovation. I think importantly, be adaptable. So be bend, but don't break. I think we need to adjust ourselves and our approach so that we can reach our goals. And then on the practical side, I think you also need to be part of a leadership team, an organization that sees the value of innovation, sees your skill set as a core pillar of its strategy, not as a sideline activity. And you need a visionary leadership team that sees the big picture and has the patience to support you and provide you with the right resources. And when all these parts eventually come together, I believe the road less traveled is worth every setback. So I will implore everyone to continue on their journeys and be willing to talk more openly about the challenges that you face. But don't stop striving for something bigger and better, because I suppose that's exactly what has created a career for all of us, striving to do something bigger and better. Thank you for the time. It's been great to share my thoughts with you, and I hope to get feedback and questions along the way, and it would be great to meet some of you in the future.